Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Welcome back. This week we'll continue part 3 of our look at interacting with God. 5 keys to effective prayer. Last week we looked at making our request known to God. And this week we'll be talking more about keys number 2 and 3. The second key is give thanks to God at midnight. Psalms 119:62 says, "At midnight I wake up to give thanks to you for your regulations which are based on your righteousness." So when you make your request known to God, you get that prophetic download in your dream, you wake up giving thanks to God for the answer. "Thank you, God, because you have made yourself known to me." David says in Psalm 17:15 that "I wake up satisfied seeing the face of God." So when your sleep is sweet and you make your request known before you go to your bed, you wake up satisfied because the solution has come. The answer has come to your problem. And when you pay attention to what God is saying, you realize the pattern, the visions that he has given unto you. You pay attention to the symbolisms, the title of the persons in your dream, the location, the happenings. It's information for you to find the answer. You will wake up with a scripture and a song because God is communicating to you the answer to your problem. You cannot get it unless your mind is clear. Your mind cannot be clear if you don't make your request known to God before you go to your bed. The reason why giving thanks to God at midnight is important, it helps to remind you about his goodness. The second thing is that it keeps his miracles and mercies in front of you. The third reason why this is important, it encourages your soul that God has been and still is kind to you. And the last thing is that it teaches you about the goodness of God. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let Christ's word with all its wisdom and richness live in you. Use psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to teach and instruct yourselves about God's kindness. Sing to God in your hearts." So thanksgiving, when you wake up in the morning and say, "Thank you, God, for life," it is teaching you that God blew the breath of life in you for one more day. When you said, "Thank you, God, because you're my refuge and strength," you're saying to God, "When I'm in trouble, I can turn to you." When you said that, "God, you are my light and my salvation," you're saying that God is guiding my steps throughout the day. You are giving thanks to God for his mercies because his mercies has been good to you. That weight that you carry on your shoulder is now gone. And relief has come through his word. And that is why you give thanks to God. The third key is spirit-driven declaration in the morning. Psalm 61:1 says, "God, you are my God. At dawn I search for you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry, parched land where there is no water." The first part, David starts by saying that, "God, you are my God." He's making a declaration at dawn. "God, you are my God." So after I give thanks, you are making declarations over your community, over your family, over your workplace, over persons, your church. You're starting your day by making declarations. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said, "Let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That's a declaration that God's will be done today. So you start your day by making a declaration of how you want your day to sit. And there are 4 reasons why this is important. It helps you to declare God's will over your life, over your family, over your community, over your church, workplace, and country. So in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "I know the plans I have for you, plans for you to prosper and not of destruction. It also says, there is also a further instruction in that same scripture, pray for the land that you may have peace in the land. So if you're living in a community that is violent, it means that you're not doing your job. Your job is to declare peace over the community. We live in Spanish Town. May there be peace in Spanish Town today. May there be no extortion in Spanish Town today. May the people who need food have food today in Spanish Town. That spirit-driven declarations throughout the morning, that is happening in the morning. And that's the second reason why it helps you to counteract the devil's strategies. So you're echoing the word in the atmosphere. God's word, may his glory shine in Spanish Town. May there be order in Spanish Town. May his name be glorified in Spanish Town. May there be joy in Spanish Town. May the joy of the Lord strengthen the weak at the Spanish Town Hospital. You are echoing his goodness and his name and his mercies throughout in the atmosphere. You're starting the day by pushing out God's word in Spanish Town. You're declaring it over your workplace. May there be order in the midst of the chaos in my environment. May when I go, the testimony of Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace walk before and behind me. May the persons who come in contact with me see that God is the joy of my salvation. May there be salvation to those who are not saved, who work alongside me, who are not saved. May their hearts be convicted by my presence alone. You are declaring over your atmosphere, what is it that God wants to manifest in your area? If you have family members that are not saved, may my father be saved in Jesus' name. May my children be saved today. And you echo, you're echoing what God wants. His will be done and may his kingdom manifest in Spanish Town. How does his kingdom manifest? May the businesses prosper and be in alignment financially. And you're echoing. It also helps to keep God's name in the atmosphere. And it also helps you to speak the prophetic vision of God over the area. So this is important. So if you're looking from where we are coming from, the spirit-driven person asks God for help. The emotional person complains. It is a different way of looking on how is it that you can partner with God to manifest his will where you are. So fair enough, you see all the problems that is happening at work, at church, in a community, everywhere. It's information for you to echo and ask God for help. Then now, when you get the download and the strategies, he will give you words to prophetically speak over the area. So fair enough, there may not be, the prayer meetings may not be functioning properly. Fair enough that church is not going where we want it to go. Fair enough that the leaders are not pulling their weight. This is now when you wake up in the morning, may the church leaders walk and lead with enthusiasm as God wants us to walk in enthusiasm. May the leaders set an example for those behind. May they train others to come and replace them. May they disciple the core that is there. May their hearts be united as one. May there be agreement among the leaders. May the leaders execute God's prophetic vision. You're making declarations over the problem. So the problem is there. You ask God for help, and then you're declaring the solutions over the atmosphere. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com.
resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.